Yeah, Ryan Hartley here from Always Bet Yesterday. If you listened to my interview with John Eldridge yesterday, episode 248, you'll have heard John and I laugh about how men using luxurious towels can lead to men becoming narcissistic. I'm not going to give you the full context. If you want to hear how we get from luxury towels to narcissistic men, go and listen to the full episode. But we are at a time where culture seems to be more narcissistic than ever. You know, this selfie culture, you know, and whenever we're focusing on self, we're focusing on me rather than we. And, you know, I know there are many people in their point in their life where they've put others first to the detriment of themselves. And, you know, I hope that you pick up on the nuances of some of these topics, and it's never black and white. But we are living in a time where narcissism is more prevalent in our society. And one of the ways with which people are using narcissistic tendencies hidden, you know, behind the veil of social justice is demanding people accept them. So we have a group of people that are demanding acceptance. We're living in a time where those who least accept themselves are demanding you and I accept them. Rather than look into themselves, there is a demand that you and I make them comfortable by accepting and affirming them. Those people who truly accept themselves do not require the acceptance and affirmation or approval. When people truly accept themselves for who they are, the light, the dark, they increase their capacity for being able to love and accept others. That is the greatest thing that we can do in this culture war, is to love and accept ourselves. The ripple effect won't be anger and rage when our pride is challenged. It will be love. It will be gratitude. It will be compassion and acceptance. As heart-centered leaders, let this be our heart print. Let's not go into the world demanding others accept us and our heart-centered leadership, but instead go within, accept our heart, our capacity for good, our capacity for evil. We integrate that and come to the world as a loving expression of love, acceptance, peace, gratitude, and compassion. And so go will be the ripple effect of our ability to hold others with grace and love. Let this be our heartprint, my friends. Always love.